Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello, hello.
This is Soul Behind the Snark. I'm Lady Hope.
And I'm the Urban Gentleman.
I'm not going to lie. I got a little teary-eyed when I heard that.
I feel like I'm on Dynasty.
No, I feel like you're on Dynasty all the time.
I do. Well, actually not planning, but that's a very Dynasty-esque intro.
It was. And we have to. I have to start with a shout-out for the intro. Our very good friend, Mike Marinucci, dear boy, very talented musician, wrote that especially for us. We requested a song. He gave us that cute little ditty. There'll be more at the end. If you like what you hear from him, I'm going to give him a little plug. You can visit him at soundcloud.com/Mucci314. That's M-U-C-C-I. 314 was yesterday.
Which is his birthday. Happy 30th. Join you. Welcome to the club.
Oh, Michael. Happy birthday, pumpkin.
My old roommate. Shout out to the 181 Jersey City, New York Avenue.
There you go. I was a good friend and left him, you know, a Facebook birthday message. Because in this day and age, you're not a good pal unless you let everyone
put it on Facebook.
Know.
I confronted people at Gym Bar about that.
About not putting things on Facebook?
Yeah, you didn't say happy birthday to me on Facebook.
I know. No, it's pretty bad. I was actually speaking to a friend on Saturday evening, way late into the early Sunday morning, about how we've all gotten wrapped up into that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that can be another show, how social media can make
us
sometimes crazy.
Well, we're
going to
do that whole thing about, like, you know, not feeling pretty enough for Facebook.
Yeah.
We're gonna
I was telling him if I put a new picture of myself on and nobody likes it, then that means my friends think I'm ugly.
That's our segue into our first segment.
And then I was like, I know that makes me sound crazy and it's not good.
But it's like, you know, those things when you put up those statuses and, you know, we could cure cancer and we get one like and someone complains about their work day who's prettier than us and gets 9,000 likes and everybody wants a complainer. Anyway.
Yeah, everyone does love a complainer, but let me segue into this before we get into the very meat of our show. Our show on social media.
There is a point.
No, there is a point. Speaking of soulmates, and I'm sitting next to mine, and that's the reason why we came up with this show in general, besides the episode for tonight, I had a pretty crummy week.
Me too.
The work at the day job could only be described as oppressive, like a very hot, humid day, hard to breathe.
Yeah.
And this wonderful lad beside me kept sending me positive emails, and I know I'm trying to make me feel good, and I was just a mega cranky pants. And I was like,
it happens.
And
it happens,
so
people.
On my way home from work today, when I just about had enough, I got in the car, and one of our favorite songs came on, which is Never Let Me Down Again by Depeche Mode.
Yay!
And I knew everything was going to be okay. I got a little teary-eyed because I can sometimes be over-emotional. And I just breathe because music is the thing that relaxes me the most. And I was like, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. I'm going to where I need to be.
Yeah.
I'm going with who I need to be with.
Yeah.
And I'm happy here. And thank you.
You're
besides
welcome.
The fact that you arrived with presents today, which I didn't expect.
Shout out to Papyrus and their, like, super bougie, expensive greeting cards.
Beautiful.
Fabulous.
Beautiful black rose glitter candles. This amazing black rose glitter wreath with adorable little skulls in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I didn't expect that, and he came with his arms full of presents. I knew you had a bad day.
Yeah.
Just a bad week. Just thank you again live over the air.
You're welcome.
It means a lot.
You're welcome.
So soulmate.
Okay, so my terrible thought, which all leads into this whole thing, we're going to do, what we're going to do with this segment, terrible thoughts, is how it leads into our authentic selves to go with Authentic You Radio and the whole theme and our
right.
whole mission statement.
Yes.
So my terrible thought was, since we're going to talk about soulmates and possibly dating, and maybe
mm-hmm.
this will turn more into more episodes than y'all probably would want to hear.
Yeah.
We could talk for days about this stuff.
How long do you want to hear us?
I'll prattle a lot of
when
we
can't
get a date. But my terrible thought was, so you know how my volleyball team is like the super hot guys now?
Yes.
Like we're all being called the Calendar Boys, Quick Food Garden's Calendar Boys. Shout out to my captain.
You're no longer the plastic?
No, we're no longer, but because it's a different thing.
Okay.
You know, every year is different, every season is different. So,
Calendar Boys.
So I'm talking to the group Calendar Boys, you know, getting the eyes from, you know, all the jealous bees around.
I got you.
And I had a moment where one of my really good friends said to me, like, you know, everybody's jealous that you're talking to the hottest guys here. And I turn around and I'm standing outside the bathroom mirrors, like in my peripheral vision. Most horrible thing happened, and I don't do this all the time anymore, but I turned and looked at myself and went, ugh.
Oh, no.
I don't feel like I look good tonight.
I hate that.
Even though I felt, like, amazing and on cloud nine, I took one glimpse of myself, and I'm like, ugh.
You look the badness.
Yeah. Yeah, and I say all that to say, because I was listening to, a lecture by Louise Hay, of course, and she said, the guru of affirmations and all that stuff and saying stuff to yourself in the mirror that are good to change your life, she actually admitted, and this is the real part you got to know, the meat and the bones of, like, all the people, like the Wayne Dyers and Deepak Chopras of the world, Louise Hay says, you know what? It works for me 75% to 80% of the time because, you know, 80% of the time because, you know what? I'm going to be human, and I'm going to be angry, and I'm going to be down on myself, and I'm going to be depressed. But you know what? If you can do it 75 to 80% of the time and get yourself through it, that's all you have to do. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what an excellent way to think about it, too. Because that's part of it that kind of creeps into my head is since I've, you know, learned more or changed my way of thinking in situations like this over the past couple of years, I'll then think I know so well what to think and how to act that I'll be angry at myself for getting angry.
And that's, you know,
and then it's like a hamster wheel I can't get off of.
And that's the big thing I was telling you about. I'm reading a book by Sandra Ann Taylor, also on Hay House Radio, which we'll always mention because we're trying to attract it. The Truth About Attraction. I actually won it from her on a Facebook contest.
Yeah.
It happens, people.
You attracted it to
I
you.
I attracted
Facebook.
It to me through Facebook. And it's kind of debunking the hard line rules about using all this positive thinking and all this law of attraction, because it can make you crazy and make you so hard on yourself because you're taking so much self-responsibility that it can turn into guilt and it can turn into something negative, and it can really, again, like we said in the last show, our first show, Spark, so paralyzing to try to get it right.
Because you keep telling yourself, I should know better. I know more than this.
Yeah.
I know things. I'm
yeah.
this all-knowing, powerful being
yes.
that knows the stuff that I know.
But I feel this way, and I can't stop it.
And you're still a person, so
yeah.
it's okay.
You're having a human experience.
I know, and that's what this is all about. And especially today, to speak about our human experiences with each other and getting to know each other. And I don't know how many people out there do believe in the soulmate thing, or I know it's just a word that gets, you know, tossed around a lot through kind of like fruity, frou-frou
yeah, and most people associate it with the one.
Yeah.
The one. It's only the one. But when our soul is infinite and our people, you know, you have different people in different phases of your life. It's not just your
I know
one.
We, yeah. I know that we've all... I know everyone can speak to this, even if it wasn't the person you were dating at the time. There's always been someone in your life that you swore was going to be there forever, and that happened to me at one point. And when they kind of faded away, or you had some sort of a breakup, friend, or if it was somebody that you were romantically involved with, it's very jarring because you almost were totally positive they were always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the hallmark of a soulmate and why I feel very confident in calling their Vincent mine, and I believe vice versa, is the times that it did kind of fade or fall apart, not so terribly, but I know there were times in our past because we have a rich history of 14 years, I always forget.
15?
Oh, Jesus.
Season 16 comes September.
I know. When we hit 20, it's going to be a big party. There were times where we were kind of distant for whatever reason, and it kind of faded away. And I know I never thought that you and I weren't going to be friends, but it ebbs and it flows, and I think what you really see, if that person really is your soulmate, you come right back together again. And that was actually something that was brought up to us in a class we were taking for a while a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of we both sat down together. You know, we come in, we do travel in a pair, he and I,
yeah.
And it's very noticeable to all the people that meet us new or the people that know us, whether they appreciate it or not. And we can talk about that in a few seconds because that comes along with the non-traditional soulmate route is sometimes your friends or family look at the two of you a little odd and think, why are they always together? Sometimes they have questioned our positive energy.
Yeah, well, college will rewind to the first few seasons.
You're going to come to me and say, in college, you guys were negative. I'm going to respond like this. In college, everyone was negative. Please point out to me the one person who was happy and did good things for their body, who ate the right stuff, who slept the right amount of time, who did all their work, who didn't experiment with A, B, or C at college. So please, 20s are for growing.
Yeah.
30s are for putting what you've
getting
learned
comfortable
in.
Getting comfortable into your own skin.
Yes, getting comfortable. I don't know what comes next, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Just learning more. But no. There was no one who had the right that I knew in college to tell us we were negative for each other. Honestly, all of us were negative for each other.
Yeah.
We were just thinking in the wrong
way.
But the thing that I think makes it really what a soulmate is and how we've grown together is that we become positive for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he and I have been able to look at each other and we can see the times that maybe we enabled or were negative and kind of grow from that and learn from it and kind of laugh about it and be like, oh, remember when we did this? Oh, geez.
Yeah, because I know that our medium in class, it was this group of women that I was introduced to, and it was two mediums, and we did a lot of teachings from Wayne Dyer and all that stuff. Mike was even in that class. And he knows what's up. And Georgie used to tell us that we either had to grow together or grow apart. And that's why we ended up in class together. And how she said, how we came up with this concept of soulmates beyond the one is that there were many a time that we were in her convertible and Mike was included in this and we'd all sing.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And all our voices would come together. And this is my biggest memory of that. All our voices would come together. And she said the reason you guys can harmonize is because you're all soulmates.
And I just thought it was because we were amazing singers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we just tear it up.
My off-key warbling to Depeche Mode.
Enjoy the silence.
We sounded amazing. I don't know about anyone else. But Georgie did appreciate it, and maybe she appreciated it on a more spiritual level.
I know, a more spiritual level, rather than poor cat.
I know, than her, like, pop sensibility.
I know.
But it was, honestly, those moments singing in her car, I'm not going to lie, so beautiful for me.
Yeah, Playboy Mommy especially.
Exactly. Those are just the moments just in my life when I sing to a favorite song that I'm incredibly happy and even very centered and focused on something. You know, that's like special. That's channeling something.
Yeah, because you had your Depeche Mode. I had my. I drove up here listening to Cher because I needed survivor energy, not just plastic surgery beauty energy, but survivor energy.
Oh, we all do.
someone who's a survivor who has so many ups and downs in their career. Oh,
well done.
Who?
Take me home.
Shout out to Charlie Hyde TV. His freaking brilliant Cher impression.
Oh, really? I don't know. Yeah, we should just plug other people, by the way. If you haven't checked any of that stuff out on the web, it's totally hilarious and brilliant. And if you're a fan of any of the pop divas, you'll appreciate what he does with all of them by himself. That's a mad major skill he's got there.
Oh, anyway, so gay guy, straight girl relationship.
Oh my God.
Like that episode of Will and Grace second season with the cake. Remember that inappropriate?
Which one?
That one where she moved in or moved out. Mike would know, too.
Oh, Mike, call in and tell us.
I know, she made the slanty cake. And they said, I wouldn't have this inappropriate, boundaryless relationship. And I remember in college, after you saw that, you called me when you were living in the apartment across, complex across.
When you were in
Mulberry J.
Yeah. 50% fruit.
Yeah.
And I was in Butternut.
Yeah.
Butternut beef or Butternut.
Butternut.
What would you say, I was thinking of this in the car, what would you say for you was the moment when you felt like you and I were soulmates? Was there ever, like, a moment, or were you just, like, after so many years, you're like, yeah, this girl and I...
No, there were two moments that I remember. I do remember when we first got introduced, there was something there, connection there. And I think it's the summer. I think it's the summer of your sophomore year, and we both came back singing Tallulah.
Yeah.
The Tornado Mix, and we bonded over Boys for Pele, because I had, like, a whole Boys for Pele
summer. You had a Boys for Pele epiphany.
Yeah, I know.
That was very beautiful.
Yeah, so we started, I think from there, it just started to snowball, and we just had our connection and stuff.
I would say for me was the Valentine's Day party where we both got incredibly drunk.
Oh, no.
And danced around our friend's apartment to KMFDM.
Oh, SoCo. I was so drunk on SoCo.
We were a mess.
Lord.
And,
is that when I yelled at Melissa?
Yeah.
When you were crawling to your dorm room? Oh, whoops. Sorry, Melissa. I love you.
I wasn't able to stand up my proper height of only 5'1 because it was dizzy up there in the clouds.
That's about the 6 foot that I am.
Yeah, I know. There was, and we had that moment in our inebriation where we both admitted that we loved each other and cared for each other, you know? But it was like a very special thing, and you helped me out, you helped me get to my dorm.
Yeah, yeah. Because you held in the shuttle, you were ready to throw up, and you held it like a champ.
Let me tell you.
That long, rocky road. Oh, shout out to Mandy. We got drunk with Mandy.
That's right, yes.
My surrogate wifey. Yet another soulmate.
Some of our other pals that are still with us today remember that fateful night of the anti-Valentine's Day party. Not that we're down with love, and, you know, we definitely joke about it.
Not a rom-com.
No.
Sometimes.
Because,
I
don't trip over things and fall into somebody's face.
I do, actually.
You trip over stuff?
Yeah, well, if I see a cute guy, I walk into things a lot.
We should have, like, a camera on.
Yeah. No, I've walked into, like, there was this hot guy at work once, and I walked into a metal cabinet. Like, looking at him, and I went, boom. I'm like, only me.
And you have to pass off like you were. You're like,
I just like a moron.
It happens sometimes.
It's mostly the way I feel around guys.
I know what you mean. No, but that's the other thing. You know, we could go, you know, into like the love path, you know, because I do love you, but I definitely think that my love for you won't get in the way, and I don't want to think that, you know.
Yeah, no.
I think there might be some people who look at it and say, like, they're going to stop each other from finding love, or they're holding each other back. And I know thus far we've never done that.
Yeah, because it goes with the whole gay guy, straight girl dynamic, that whole Will and Grace thing that, you know, like you have this close bond with someone, or maybe it happens in any type of relationship where you have a close bond with someone that you can.
I do think this dynamic is special in itself, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I know this dynamic pretty well.
Yeah. Professional fruit fly.
I could say I'm a pro at it. Others would agree. And I hold that badge with great honor.
Yeah. You're a pioneer. Oh, pioneer.
I am. Oh, and by the way, being a pioneer, I'm also proud to say that I have never had the curse of the pink wand.
Yeah.
Ladies, if you don't know what that is, here it is. it's an early 90s phrase for the straight girl falling in love with the gay guy.
Yeah.
And I've seen it happen.
Kevin Smith.
And it's quite sad. So, and I'm proud to say that it never happened to me, because I always knew.
Yeah.
I always understood what it was, but I've seen a lot of girls get the crush. I'm not the guy that they didn't know was gay, the guy that they totally knew was
gay.
Yeah, yeah. But they're in love anyway.
Yeah.
If that's you and I'm talking to you now, just stop. Please, honey, no one wants to see it. It's sad. I feel it happening in college.
But that's a, yeah.
Yeah, look, you're just going to set yourself up for failure. Yeah. He's not going to turn around. That's not what it is. It's something different.
Yeah.
So don't. That's my advice.
Yeah. Oh, but it does get a...
It gets kind of a stink eye from some people,
yeah.
I mean, like I said, I mean, there's people who don't get it, and that's fine, too, because there's a lot of there's relationships that my friends have that I don't understand.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're, like, straight people together. They're supposed to be the relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, not that they're straight, but it's like they're the romantic couple.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't understand what they're doing together.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Fine. Happens in every type of relationship.
Yeah.
But... I don't know, I think I sub my volleyball and my volleyball friends more for to fill that dating void. Cause
I think I use television.
Yeah, I do too. I use my fantasy world or busy. Or...
I use my pretend celebrity boyfriends in my head. I need real one.
It could never be as good.
No boyfriend will ever be as great as me and pretend Trent Reznor dating.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. I need to kick the habit. Look, it takes time. For goodness sakes, people.
And,
I know.
This is the new stuff. But,
it is.
So soulmate, too. So
yes.
Beyond the definition of just finding the one, you know, like someone you're deeply connected with, there's a purpose for them to be in your life. And soulmates don't just have to be sexual or romantic or anything like that, because it helps. I think it helps foster it more. If you really learn how to connect with people in that way, then you have to find someone decent eventually.
I mean,
after all the frogs I've kissed.
Please.
Who didn't turn into princess.
And I tell everyone.
Apparently they don't.
And you know, no, they never do. But it's funny, when I reference you, and I do a lot, I do have to say, for better or for worse, I speak of you a lot and often.
Yeah.
Almost so much so that I guess some people would think
they're
a couple. But if I can maintain a 15-year relationship, the longest one that I've had,
today,
and I still say Alex, my longest relationship, a little chuckle, you know. I think I can, you know, handle straight one.
I know. You had shining examples. I come from a broken home.
I do have a shining example. They're pretty awesome. They're pretty awesome couple.
Yeah.
I do love my folks very much, and they are a very good shining example of, like, not only, like, a marriage that works, but, like, a marriage that's built on teamwork.
Yeah.
That's what I always loved about them, and that's definitely something that I look for with myself, but I do think I have with you in one of those things. It's like they work together. They work well together.
Yeah.
Like, go do your thing together and complete the task.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it should be built on, I think, you know, because in order for it to last as long as it does, or as long as you want that relationship to last.
Yeah. Anybody out there on Facebook or the chat could tell us any better. Because this whole thing, even, like, just thinking about, like, trying to do it with the law of attraction. Because, you know, I had that big period where I tried to do the thing where I imagined what I wanted. I didn't get that clear, but I got clearer than I usually am. Because I'm not one of those that are bound to a type. So many gay guys are so bound to their type. I guess it's just their insecurities playing out, but I guess I've dealt with my insecurities
you
enough.
You sure have, no. I've gone through that like a trooper also, if I may. Congratulations.
Yeah,
you.
Exactly.
Very much. It's so hard.
Yeah, that I want, it was just, I tried to do that thing because there's a story, I don't know if it was in The Secret or in Wayne Dyer, could be any one of those, because you know how many books on this I've read, about this woman who was having trouble. This woman is having trouble, and you know, she did this whole thing where she slept on one side of the bed, which we both have problems with.
Oh.
We can't sleep with it, but that's another show, maybe. And she emptied out half her closet, and she parked on one side of the garage, and she got married in like 3 months or something. So
huh.
I guess I tried that. I tried to visualize what my boyfriend would be, and I got a guy with a boyfriend and a guy who's emotionally detached or doesn't
oh.
even like me. So nuts to them. Anyway.
Anyway, we have a very special caller. We would love to say hello to Mike.
Hey, guys. Hello. How you doing?
Hey, Boo. How you doing? I've been talking to you forever.
I know. Yeah, this is great. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say hi, see how things are going on the show. Sounds good on this end.
Oh, did you love hearing your song play? Is that fabulous for you?
That was fun. I have to say that was fun. Yes, yeah.
Well, honey, you're a celeb. We really appreciate that. And like, Mike can speak. Do you want to tell everyone listening how amazing we are, Mike?
Yeah. or that moment you realized it, or
the
no.
moment you realized we were amazing.
Oh my God! Yeah, these two are crazy, crazy celebs.
But yeah, going back to us in class together and that whole thing.
We all shared something very special, I feel.
And we've all, you know, we were sisters in dating challenges. How's that going for you anyway, Mr. Mike?
Do you want to share any words of wisdom?
How is it in San Fran? Because it's not going any better for me in New York.
Yeah, well, we still
have same here.
I have to tell you,
like, finally turning 30, I feel like I'm 18 all over again, so I'm just getting my life started, you know?
I feel like I turned 35, and I feel like I'm still, you know.
Yeah, I know. 6 days ago, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, happy birthday to you, too.
Oh, my little Pisces. I love you both. I'm in love. When are you rolling down to our neck of the woods?
Say that
you
again?
Know? When's the next time you're rolling down to our neck of the woods on the other coast?
Maybe in April, maybe hopefully late spring, I can come back out to the East Coast. I'm going to try and, try and work on production sound for my friend Jamie's movie, so maybe I'll be back on the East Coast then.
Yeah.
Let us know, my friend.
Yeah. So, what do you think, sir?
Do you have one?
Class with us, and what do you think your soulmate dynamic is like, who is your soulmate, does your soulmate embody, or doesn't even exist?
Are you looking for the one, or have you found the one?
Oh, well, I mean, just like you guys, my soulmate is Rocio. You know, I have my lady friend, my Rocio, also on my end. She's my heart and my soul. And, you know, this is sort of the same idea here, too. It's like, you know, we started talking together. We used to work together at the school downtown in Manhattan. And we just had lunch one day randomly. We started talking. And all the stuff that we talk about, things that we talked about in class and all the spiritual
perfect.
Stuff that came up one day. We were just talking about it. And we're like, oh, you're connected too, and you understand this, and you think that, and this and that, and we just connected from there, and it's just been a crazy trip ever since, just like you guys.
Just like us. And I have a question for you, Mike.
Yeah.
Have you been eating my makeup?
Have you been swinging from power lines?
Anyway, yes, I have. Anyway, we're winding down.
We're about to
wrap
up our show. We love you, Boo, and thank you for the song
thank
and for listening.
Support.
We'll be in touch.
You're welcome,
here,
guys.
All right.
Love you
it.
Too. Love you too. I'll talk to you later.
Love you too.
All right.
Bye. Anyway,
bye.
We love you for listening, as Miss Wendy would say.
Yeah, thank you so much for everything and for checking us out on our second show. We're very excited to be here.
Like us on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Follow me on Twitter, Urban Gent Alex.
I'm not on Twitter yet. My apologies.
But soon
we will. But definitely, like us on Facebook. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yep, and we have music by Mike to lead us out. We love you for listening.